Okay, we'll do one other idea on Sfira Saomer. So the question is, are you allowed to buy new items during Sfira Saomer? Specifically, items which would require one to make a shehechiyanu. It would be misameach leiv ha'adam, to brighten up your day. And it could be different for different people. The Mishnah Berurah says, ani b'ra'ilo v'asher b'ra'ilo. A poor person could have one set of standards, likely does, and a wealthy person a different standard for what would require shehechiyanu. But are you allowed to buy items of personal benefit, maybe a suit, things like that, that would require one to make a shehechiyanu during Sfiras HaOmer? So the answer is very likely yes. The Maimer Mordechai quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the Piskei Tshuvos points out that people mistakenly equate the time period of Sfiras HaOmer with the Beinah Mitzarim, the 3 weeks and the 9 days. So by the Beinah Mitzarim, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, gives a whole laundry list of things, including laundry, that one is not supposed to do. Laundry, wearing clean clothing, meat and wine during the 9 days, and bathing during the 9 days, and court dates, and things like that, that a person is supposed to avoid. We don't find such a serious level of avelus in halacha by Sfiras HaOmer. The only two things that the Shulchan Aruch quotes is not getting married and not getting a haircut. That's it. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says specifically by Sfiras HaOmer, in this damin lo eza inyan shetzarech levarech alav shehechiyanu, yevarech. Okay, if any matter that would require you to make a shehechiyanu would come up during Sfiras HaOmer, you make a shehechiyanu, you buy it. You know, it could be glasses require shehechiyanu. Everything in shehechiyanu is machlokas. But if whatever it is, don't worry during this during the 3 weeks, you make a shehechiyanu. You could read the Mishnah Berurah that it's in this damin lo, like, okay, if it happens to be, if you coincidentally chance upon an item you need to buy, so then you could do it, but not like so lechatchila. But the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others who read the Mishnah, who like take that word, those words out of the Mishnah Berurah. Don't read that so literally. The Imnis Damlo, he just means you're allowed to make a shehechiyanu during the 3 weeks, because there really is no source for this minog. Sorry, the 3 weeks during Sfiras HaOmer, there really is no source for this minog of not making shehechiyanu during Sfiras HaOmer. If you go to the OU website, they quote this Mishnah Berurah and a whole host of poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Yashav, literally anyone you could think of, who all say even though during the 3 weeks we would avoid such a thing, during the Omer it would not be a problem to make a shehechiyanu. So that is perhaps a little bit of a misconception. If not, kol hakavod. But one would be, listen, if a person wants to take it upon themselves, it's certainly a time of mourning. But as far as the strict halacha goes, there really does not seem to be an issue per se with making a shehechiyanu and buying such items during the Sfirah.